Hey, what's going on? Mike Super here. Joined with Armando Aranda.
Hi.
Check, what?
Hey,
we're checking the mics yet again, and we're checking with you people. It's Team Awesome Inc. coming at you. I'm not going to say it again. I'm getting sick of saying it. Okay, like Cleopatra, we're coming at you. Oh, deal with it. That's our new phrase, I guess, that we stole from the 90s.
Yep.
And a group. Anyway, let's get to these soundcheck shoutouts. Now, usually during the soundchecks, we like to do a shoutout to to the peoples, Armandos, Arandas. So check this shit out, Armando. We got so many. We got a lot of really good ones, but I've picked some fun ones.
Yeah, we can only get to so many.
We can only get to so many of you people, but goddamn, we have so many. React to Lolly Assassina. React Lolly. More Lolly reactions.
More Lolly.
People want us to react to Lolly.
All
hardcore.
Right.
They're like, apparently the next video they want us to react to is Assassina. A-S-E-S-I-N-A.
Yeah, that's probably as good as I can pronounce it.
So it's just been all like, react to reaction, Assassina by Lolly. It's like, all right, guys, we'll do it. Well, I guess we'll do that today. I totally forgot about that. But we actually had somebody, we had a lot of really awesome updates since last time. But here's the first one. Yeah, so a lot of Lolly's, Lolly Assassina. react to Assassina by Lolly, please, says Alexia. And then Alexia says, now she is female Trump, LOL, you killed me with that. Oh, yeah, I was like, I didn't know what was going on with her, and she looked like female Trump. I react to Lolly Assassina, got it, guys, we're going to fucking do it. Zendaya is co-star on Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh.
Oh.
That's who Zendaya, that's what a Zendaya is. Remember?
Oh, we asked that's what it's,
that's what
we
a
finally
Zen-
found
we
out.
We found out a Zendaya is a co-star on Spider-Man. She's the co-star, I guess. Thank you for telling us what the fuck a Zendaya is. Kenny Baxter commented, they filmed Spider-Man Homecoming in Queens and Atlanta, Georgia. So not only is it filmed in Queens, but Atlanta, Georgia. That's why Donald Glover was in it, because he's filming his show Atlanta in fucking Atlanta, Georgia. And people wanted him to play the Miles Morales version of Spider-Man, who was like the Hispanic Latino version. Well, he was a black Latino, probably Jewish, in a wheelchair too, just to cover all the fucking bases.
Should we be talking about this?
For what?
Whenever.
About Miles Morales?
Whenever people's the origins come into play. It gets weird.
Oh, no. This is a different... No. The Miles Morales version is the one that took over when Spider-Man went missing. Spider-Man went missing, and so there was a new updated version, like what if there was a kid from Queens, what he would really look like, and what he would really act like, which is probably half Latino, half black, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, in this universe... It's not just white dudes saving the world. like the black guys do it too, you know?
White dudes, dudes saving the world from other white dudes.
Yeah, from other evil white guys. It's white on white crime, man. It ain't right. It's what I'm saying. No, but that's the Donald Glover connection. So thank you, Kenny Baxter, for that. Kenny Baxter also added, it's funded by Sony. So the movie is being funded by Sony, not Disney. Yeah, I'm sure it's being completely funded by Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Kenny Baxter. Jonathan commented, Lolly, thumbs up, hands up. All right, thanks. Hypnobloom. Hypnobloom commented on our Spider-Man Homecoming. She said, agreed, the international trailer was so much better. Yes, it was. We agree. Just for the Civil War stuff, that was dope.
Yep.
She also liked the flip across the bed. We did too. Mm-hmm. That was cool as shit. She's saying that she's glad that we're getting, like, she goes on, Hypnobloom goes on to say, I know there may have been a bit of trickery involved with that flip over the bed, but I'm so glad we've got a Spidey with Tom Holland's dance/gymnastic skills. David Yvonne commented on the same trailer reaction. Vulture picks up alien remains. Just like a vulture.
Oh.
Whoa. Thanks for blowing our minds with that one, brah. Oh, and then we got Steve Hall Morgan. Steve Hall Morgan, you're our new favorite hero. You know why? He says, really enjoyed this video, guys. Brilliant. And yeah, Keaton is Batman for me, too. Subbed, he says. Thank you, Steve Hall Morgan. Steve Hall. Steve Hall
Steve
Morgan.
Hall. Steve Hall.
Steve Hall Morgan. You're our new super fan. Silva Matias got back to us. Silva Matias, you set off the whole fucking Lolly thing, man. Whoever you are. You're like, LOL, guys. Thanks to react my reaction. Okay. You are very cool. She is Argentinian singer and actress. I like your videos, guys. Thank you, Silva Matias. We like your videos. Yeah. Or you.
Or I don't know.
You're cool.
We'll,
thanks for
we'll
the...
We'll take a look if yeah, your videos if you have
them. It's your fault that you started this whole Lolly reaction because now we're going to do a Cecina or whatever by Lolly. Thanks a lot, Silva. Next one, Queen Lolly. Queen Lolly, interesting, commented boomerang lyrics. It broke the sound of your voice. So she gave us the lyrics on that. Jose Martinez, please react to Los Nota Locos Putona? They gave us the link, so we'll figure that one out later. The lover boy commented, ooh. Mm. Lover boy commented, so that's how Peter pays the bills and the rent. Yeah,
we've all been there before.
In his Tom Holland's Rihanna video. Oh, this one's in Espanol. Kara Lala commented. I don't know either.
I can't. I'm not going to attempt to understand that.
Thank you for that, Karu Lala. Oh, we got Ugly Handsome. Ugly Handsome. What's up, Ugly Handsome? Great reaction. And this is to our Last Jedi review. Hmm. He goes on to say, I liked Rogue One, but I believe The Force Awakens is a superior film. He says that. Hmm. Fair enough. And he goes, great reaction. Thank you. Though I must say, your partner looked as excited as someone watching a documentary on ice. LOL, he says. So he's laughing about it. Yeah. Anywho, it's the blue lightsaber with Luke looking on. They were walkers, but not AT-ATs. They are guerrilla walkers. LOL. He didn't say die. I was like, die. I think Luke means an end to the idea of Jedis and Sith. Luke is the last Jedi, going off of Yoda's statement in The Return of the Jedi when he says, when gone am I, the last of the Jedi, will you be? Oh, dude. Ugly Handsome, you brought the knowledge, man. Thank you for that. I totally forgot about that. The last of the Jedi you will be. Yoda says that to Luke. Then he goes on to say, Rey will be something new. Someone who balances the light and the dark side of the Force. The vessels trailing red are mining vessels on the planet Crait. Okay. The books, I believe, are the Journal of the Wills, ancient Jedi texts. We've heard that one before as well. And Finn is in a Bacta suit, but he will be up and running around outside of the suit in the new film as well. Wow, Ugly Handsome. Thank you for the fucking update on that, man.
Yeah.
That was dopeness. We got so much insider info on that. Where to start with that? So Luke being literally the last of the Jedi, the whole Yoda quote, I totally forgot about that. I think everyone fucking forgot about that one. That was in Return of the Jedi. So, you know, we're like, oh, the Jedi's back. But it's like, but he's the last.
He's the last.
He's the last. He's back.
But not the last of the lightsabers.
Nope. We got more lightsaber and Sith guys. Maybe not Sith. Maybe not Jedi. Maybe it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're not sure yet.
Alt Jedi.
We got the Knights of Ren. Maybe we're going to be Knights of Ren and the Knights of Rey. and it's like, wait a minute. This is like Jedi and Sith. You're just calling it two different things. This is the same thing. No, it's Rey and Ren. Aw, you mother... Jedi and Sith. Aw, you fuckers. You did it again. You rebooted the Jedi and the Sith. How the hell did they reboot the Force? That's a religion. For a lot of people nowadays, it's religion. Armando, out of all those comments we got, which one sticks out the most to you? I mean, the Yoda comment for me does, but I don't want to lead you. What sticks out for you?
Other than
we got to react to Lolly Assassina. React to Lolly Assassina. Fuck. All right.
I can't pick
one. There
was
one, a lot
man.
Going on. There's a lot of... I mean, look...
That
I guess
was like rapid fire.
I was trying to bang them out as fast as I could because the thing is that there's more reactions. Mm-hmm. And we get more and more every day from people. And we get more and more views and likes. And really, I'm just so grateful and appreciative of it because we work really hard on this. And for you guys to take the time to write these comments, to write us these messages, tell us what you want us to react to, that you enjoy it, you know, that's awesome. That means a lot to us. So thank you again for tuning in and taking the time out of your day to, you know, get back to us about this. I mean, it's humbling and it's also kind of validating too. It's like, oh, we're not just fucking around. I mean, we are, but we're having fun, but we're getting shit done.
Yep.
Yeah, having fun and getting shit done. Team Awesome Inc.
Yeah.
And then, wait, what was the other one? God, we used to, what was it? Suck a dick, Team Awesome Inc.
Suck a dick.
having fun and getting shit done. Suck a dick, Jim Awesome. That's a combo platter for all y'all. But thank you guys. No, seriously, it's just really cool. Silva Matias, anytime you want us to react to something, you just send us a video link, man. You've opened up a whole Pandora's box crazy Lolly reaction shit that's going on. We might become the Lolly reaction guys.
Right?
How random is that? An Argentinian pop star is going to help us.
Our lives take a turn.
On YouTube.
This is the Lolly chapter.
Yeah, I guess this is the Lolly chapter of Team Awesome Inc., guys. But after we do the sound check shout outs, big thanks, guys. We really appreciate it, honestly. Thank you. Armando, would you like to say anything to the people?
Yes. I appreciate it. Yes. Thank you for the nice words.
Unfucking believable.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Words. The words that you put.
You totally blew it with the. God damn it, Armando. No, this is honestly, that's like, that's how Armando lets people know how much he cares.
It's the highest compliment.
Honestly, this is the highest compliment I've heard him give. You have no idea. He doesn't even say anything that nice to me. He mostly just hits me. With his shoes.
Mostly.
With his shoes, mostly. Mostly his shoes. They come at night. Mostly at night. Mostly. Oh, Newt. Newt from Aliens, everybody. She's a teacher, I think. I don't know. I just assume that's what happens to all child stars that grow up and become teachers, like Blossom. But anyway, that's going to do it for this sound check shout out. You checked in with our peeps. Let's check in with each other. And we also said thank you, right?
Yes,
thank you. All right, so let's check in with each other. How are we? I am well. I'm really, god damn, I'm drying my laundry right now. It's probably done.
Yeah.
We're going to do some reactions. Mm-hmm. Been working. How about you, man?
Yeah, I've been chilling, man. I haven't there's no great news, no bad news. It's all pretty even keel.
It's decent, not great.
Decent, not great.
I think that's how these always end. All these sound checks always end. We're really upbeat about all the comments everybody left. And then it's like, hey, let's check in with each other. And we're like, oh, yeah, everything's just kind of the same. There's nothing really different.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know. It's good to know. I mean, hey, it's better than bad news, right?
You know,
I'd rather get that than bad.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I.
So, hey, we're coming out on top.
I didn't get a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get diseases.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's start the show. Get out. Get out. Check one. What?
Two.
What?
No, two.
Seriously, what?
What?
I can't hear you. What? No, I can hear you, Armando. I'm sorry. But the listeners, I can't hear you. Well, we're happy to be with you guys, too. What's up? Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc.
Hello.
In your face, up in your shiz and your biz. Sorry, we're up in your biz and your shiz. It's none of our biz to know that. But regardless, we're happy to be here with you for another edition of the Team Awesome Inc. Space, Time, and Teleportation Program. This is the next installment. At first, it was the Team Awesome Inc. Space Program. Mm-hmm. Then it turned into the Team Awesome Inc. Space and Time and Teleportation Program. But now, ladies and gentlemen, there has been a new development in science and technology. People have discovered that the multiverse is real. Armando Aranda, as you know, Team Awesome Inc. is on the forefront of cutting-edge technology and recent advancements.
Of course I do.
We pride ourselves on that. By the way, don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Hey, guess what, Armando?
What?
We do trailer reactions.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Wow.
And guess where
that's
people...
That's surprising.
No, it's not, because we do it all the time.
Oh,
why are you acting surprised?
I was just being sarcastic.
What the fuck? Oh, you're playing along.
And facetious.
No, I know. Sorry. My bad. Anyway, look. We're being super meta now. Meta on meta on meta, bitch. You can't keep up with it. Let's talk about the next step in the TASP. Team Awesome Inc. Space and Time and Teleportation Program. TASP. In the TASP. They've found out that parallel dimensions are real, Armando Aranda. Guess what? We deal with space and time already in the Team Awesome Inc. Space, Time, and Teleportation Program.
Yes, yes.
We are now going to venture into the multiverse and make some fucking money. We're Team Awesome Inc. That's what we do.
Right.
Chris Erlandson, not Erlandson, I'm sorry, Chris Erlandson and Chris Nauman. It's the Chris's. I always confuse the Chris's. Chris Nauman and I. Sorry, Chris Erlandson.
Chris Elliott.
Chris Pratt, sorry, Chris Evans, Chris, there's so many Chris Pratts. There's too many Chris Pratts in the world, and Chris Pines, and Chris Evans, and Chris Nomans, and Chris Erlands. Chris, that was a very popular name in the 80s, guys, and Mike, by the way. So I worked on this with Chris Nauman. We came up with two foolproof business plans. We developed the second one for involving time travel, but unfortunately we found out that time travel was too much of a problem, so we decided to turn it into time travel and teleportation because we figured out that teleportation would be much more efficient and then we wouldn't fuck with time so much, but we kept the time travel aspect anyway, and the space element as well. So now that we've figured out basically that scientists have more or less, it's not that they've proven the multiverse. What have they said about the multiverse? They've said that the theory that it could exist. Mm-hmm. It's not an it. The multiverse isn't an it. It's many its.
Mm-hmm.
But God. It's so fucking esoteric when you talk about it.
Well, I'm not sure if like what I got in my head is Eastern philosophy or what scientists have actually said at this point.
Right. 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 But
I have an idea about how it all
works.
That's
all we're going with. So what's the idea on the multiverse? I'm treating you like the expert on the R&D department for the multiverse.
All right.
Because I've already developed space, time, and teleportation programs for the company. I want you to help spearhead this.
Multiverse program.
What are we going to do with it? How are we going to make money?
I believe if we go ahead, it would all be cool. Like you wouldn't destroy anything.
No. It wouldn't be like teleportation where you could like teleport and you'd be in the middle of a building, like, or the middle of a wall. You're like, oh fuck, whoops! And it wouldn't.
That might happen.
That might happen with what? With interdimensional travel.
Interdimensional? Yeah, right.
What?
Why wouldn't it happen?
Oh yeah, any reality, right? Any possibility? But how can we make money off of this? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, well,
because that's the whole point. We're a company. We gotta make money.
Well, we
have a space program, and we focused on tourism. Now, I think we do tourism for interdimensional travel. Find some cool dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Create a little breadcrumb trail to find our way back. I don't know how do you do that shit? Do you take a spool of string and then go into another dimension and then hope that you can find your way back? Fucking landing pad.
What do you mean?
If we created
A landing pad, like
an exit point that always ended up in this dimension, in this same spot, in this reality, no matter where we were in the other reality, we would always end up in that same spot.
Cool.
In that same reality, in that same room, it might be a different time. Maybe we'd have to. I've already figured out the time travel aspect, so we don't have to worry about it. All right, how are we going to make money, Armando?
Hmm. Well, either
we find cool dimensions. What's a cool dimension that we would send people to?
Well, we did
drug dimension, where you just walk into that dimension and you're high.
High. Yeah.
Instantly, as soon as you get there, you're just fucked up. You could spend a week there. 1 week at a time or you'll die. Literally, you're just in the dimension and the atmosphere, like the air you breathe is like it's like weed or whatever. Like the ground is made with heroin or some shit. It's like the most fucked up dimension ever.
Wow.
And you could die there. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably will.
You probably will. You'd need a chaperone or someone in a hazmat suit just to stay sober. What else is it? Sex, the sex dimension.
Yep, or
dimension sex.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great tourist trade. Yeah, this is nothing. But the thing is we'd have to traverse the multiverse until we found these universes, and we'd have to spend time in those alternate realities to see if there were any thing that could kill our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or be potential hazards.
Yeah,
so
true.
It would start off as exploration tourism,
right?
Until we found the cool places that were safe, and then it would be, hey, you want to go to Sex universe? Yeah. Sex town? Hey, you want to go to Sex town? Sex world?
You get thrown out of the bar.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. I'm just trying to get you to Sex world, Sex town. It's a good hourly rate. Fuck you, man. You don't get it. I invented this program. All right. So, I'd say we'd have to, so we gotta obviously R&D, get our scientists that we had with the space and time thing, help them enter, access these alternate dimensions. We'd need doctors, we'd need botanists, we'd need like a team that Ridley Scott sends in every alien movie to go.
Except competent.
Well, I didn't want to, say that part. Yeah, you're right. But come on, to be fair, they weren't expecting the fucking alien to show up. Like they were just going on expeditions to places, and the first alien, they were just literally space truckers. Mm. They literally were just going around and then they found a distress call and they went and landed on this planet and they were like, "Oh shit, what the fuck's here?" Yeah, you're right. They all ended up deserving it. He put his head over the thing that opened up. It's like, yeah. Don't put your head over the thing that opens up.
Yeah.
And then in fucking Prometheus, the guy pokes the fucking, "Oh, hey there, little fella."
Yeah.
And then in fucking, what is it, Covenant, the guy's he's like, "Oh, it's wheat." Oh, and he starts touching it and sniffing. "Oh, it's wheat. It's human crops." And God damn it, what the fuck, alien?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, it's not about alien, but we got to get a better team. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Just get a camera or a drone.
Yeah,
even get a drone. A drone could do a better job.
Send drones into the multiverses and then see if they're cool, and then send a team, and then send the tourists, and then boom. Money. Profit.
Or send a little rat.
Yeah, you can send, well, yeah.
We'll tie a string to
it. Yeah, tie a string to a rat, send it through the portal. What the fuck? What's the problem? That was my idea from the beginning, but you didn't let me do it.
It all makes sense now.
See? I told you it's foolproof. You take a rat, you tie a string, you get a spool of string. You tie the string around the rat, you send the rat in the alternate dimension. If the rat comes back, you go back to the dimension. If the rat doesn't come back, you lost a rat, but you got a spool of string still. It's fucking foolproof, Armando. All right. So anyway, let's get back to being fucking serious about this. The Team Awesome Inc. Space Time Teleportation and Interdimensional Travel Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Interdimensional IDT. Fuck. The acronyms are hard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the title later. I just think that Team Awesome Inc. Space Time and Dimensional Travels. Mm-hmm. That's it. Boom, y'all. That's the title. Team Awesome Inc. Space Time and Interdimensional Travels. That's all you need.
Or you could just spin it off.
Yeah, it could be a spinoff of that company.
Dimensional Travels.
Dimensional Travels. It's under the umbrella of Taste. Yeah, you're right. What would be... Okay, so... issues with this. Mm? What are some foreseeable issues we could have moving forward with this? Sustainability as a company. It would be easy. I mean, if you got good enough at it and developed suits and technology that tourists could wear and go into these alternate dimensions and realities, and you had skilled enough travelers, you could do some really cool shit, and you could probably help humanity out by maybe discovering stuff. I mean, we would be exploring the multiverse after all.
Right.
So we could do some good while making money. I'm just saying, and make money on top of making money.
Right.
Find the cure for cancer in another dimension, bring it back here, and be like, "Hey, we created this cure for cancer. Totally pay us," and not the people in the other dimension. Like, "Hey, we made that cure. We should get that money." Be like, does Earth One money? You're not. We're Earth One. No, we're Earth One. Fine, we're Earth A. What? What do you mean you're Earth A? You're Earth B? No, we're Earth One. Okay, you're Earth One. We're Earth A. Fine. then like, what about us? What, Stephen Merchant? What what dimension of what Earth are we? Earth 2 and B? Yeah, you're Earth B2. Oh, like the vitamin. I don't want to be Earth B2. Shut up. Fuck up, Stephen Merchant. You're going to be Earth B2. And that's also a planet in Alpha Centauri. It's BB2.
Oh.
And it might be a habitable planet for life. But we're going to get there with our Team Osmica space, time, and teleportation interdimensional travel program. Mm-hmm. Easily. Yes. Like, we're already there. We're broadcasting from Alpha Centauri B2 right now.
Yes. No need for cryo sleep.
Yeah. Seriously, you guys. Getting back, though, to the goal of this money. We got to make money.
Mm-hmm.
How else can we make money off of this? Ooh, the other beings, we could have them come back to our dimension and be like, oh, look how weird this fucking place is. Whoa.
Like reverse tourism?
Reverse tourism. Bring them back to our planet, man. Be like, welcome to Earth, bitch. And be like, well, we call it Earth also.
Wait, but they don't have our money, though.
No, but we'll do a raid. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, man. Don't worry. We'll make money off them.
Okay, cool.
We'll find, like, jewels or gold or something over there. To them, it's like rocks. And we'll be like, yes, this is planet gold. Like it's not like, and we bring it back here and we're fucking rich. Yeah. Over there, they don't care. They're like, we got sandy beaches made of gold.
Take it.
This is like sand. It's like, and for us, all of our sand would be like gold to another dimension. Like, you have beaches of sand? This is the most priceless thing on our planet. And like to us, it'd be like a beach of diamonds. You know, like, Jesus Christ, let's fucking swim. Like, This is heaven on earth. It's like we could do reverse tourism, dude. Oh my God, the money, the possibilities of racking it up. Rate of exchange, we could make it ridiculous. They wouldn't know the difference. They're from another dimension. Fools. We're taking all of their rubies. I'm sure they'd be rude, like a dimension of ruby people. Just like kidnap them. Sell them. Just to look at them. They're made of rubies. They're beautiful.
Right.
Come on. Literally call them Ruby Tuesday. What I'm saying, Armando, is that it's a multiverse. It's endless, so you can make endless amounts of money.
Mm.
Theoretically, find a planet that's similar to ours and with a better economy and, you know, boom, profit. All I can see is profit, but we got to get to the other dimensions. That's
right.
The problem. How do we get to that? How do we get there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Do we got to find the particle accelerator and just jump in? Is that how it works?
I know that.
You go find the particle accelerator and you find the exit hatch or whatever. You just jump in and boom, you're in the future or boom, you're in another dimension. I don't know. How does it work?
Hmm.
Is that the Stargate? Is you jump through the center of that and that's the Stargate? Is the fucking particle accelerator? You know what? If it is, I wouldn't be surprised. If you literally drilled a hole in the center of the particle accelerator, which would probably be a terrible idea because it's a facility underground.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did, what if that was a fucking, what if that was a Stargate? What if, oh my God, what if they were right about that conspiracy theory and we have a Stargate? God damn it. And fucking President Biden, Vice President Biden, we don't live in an alternate reality where Biden was president. We're from this dimension.
Yep, we're here.
Yeah.
Yes.
God damn, we got to be careful. So being that we're from this dimension,
yes.
Not a dimension that
totally
President, Vice President Joe Biden won the election, what we're saying is that we want this technology to get to these other dimensions. We just don't know where we can get it. Do we go to Elon Musk? That's where we went last time for our space program and our interdimensional program. Honestly, we've been going to Elon Musk for all of our shit. Well, you know what? SpaceX is going to be getting like at least like 35% profit off this.
I mean,
come on. Like we're having Elon Musk pulling like quadruple duty for this shit on for Team Osabik.
I'm not sure if he knows about dimensional travel.
Who does?
I don't know. I mean, maybe CERN would be the best place
CERN?
To go.
Okay. All right. We'll reach out to CERN and be like, what's up, guys? How do we do this? And we'll make, don't worry, we'll work with you to make money. We're in the business aspect of this. We're here to make money. We're businessmen. We're not here to fucking fuck with reality. We're just here to make money. All right. We're not trying to take over the world. We literally just want money. So let's figure this out. We're going to create tourism. We're going to create a trade here. We're going to go to a dimension where they have like gold sand beaches and just fucking rip them off. They won't. I mean, to them, it's just like sand. But to us, it's gold. Yeah. I think we got a good plan here. I think it's nothing but profit, considering the... however, there would be dimensions where it would be like, everything's on fire! Like, oh, fuck! Why are we here? And then there'd be dimensions where it's like, oh, Earth never existed. Like, and like we're like, well, that's why we have our Iron Man suits. Duh. Elon Musk would make us Iron Man suits. And they would look like Iron Man. They would have to. But they'd be different colors. Like gold or whatever.
Oh, no. We just go to the good universes, remember?
Yeah, but we'd have to find them first. And in order to find the good universe, it's like finding the right one.
Rat on a string, man.
Rat on a string. Spied all my rage. Just a rat on a string going through interdimensional travel.
Just a rat on a string.
Just in spite of my rage, I'm a rat on a string. Traveling through dimensions in a cage. Wait, I gotta rewrite that. Rat comes through. Nah, man. Nah, that's perfect. Who are you? Rat on a string? I've come to save your career, Billy Corgan. What? The crashing pumpkins? No. Change it to smash. Sorry. This has gotten beyond weird. Oh, that's what happens when you discuss the multiverse. Every time we talk the multiverse, it just gets weird upon weird upon weird. At the end of the day, what would you like to do multiverse? Like, if you could, like, and think of it this way. As the consumer, you find a company. We're going to think, let's think, like, go third let's go third perspective on this. Take a step back. We want to spend our money. We want to go travel in different dimensions.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me would just be playing out a hypothetical scenario in real life.
Something fun, like a Westworld thing.
Well,
where you go to like a wild, wild west and you have a shootout or whatever.
Well, I would just think going to even like even a like dead simple version, just like a universe very much like ours.
But it's Grand Theft Auto.
Kind of, but
where you run around and do whatever you want.
But yeah, but you see like what would happen if you tried something, you know?
And weird.
Then yeah, it's kind of like that.
Rick. Hold on. You've got a Rick mentality from Rick and Morty. Oh, Armando Aranda. You're a Rick. Rick is evil. Not evil. He goes from dimension to dimension and gets away with whatever he wants because he just hops to the next dimension. That's what you would do. We've had this conversation before. Oh, but you know what, though? Since it's infinite, yeah, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, those realities exist anyway.
Yeah, they're just as real to those people as they are, as our reality is to us. So, yeah, that's dick. That's a dick move, man. Why are you going to do that, Armando? Why are you going to go over there and Grand Theft Auto their reality?
Well,
but that's the thing. That's how we'd make money. Because it would be like video games in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Except with consequences.
Right.
The ultimate rush. Right. The ultimate game. You could die. Right. You could really die.
The ultimate game.
The ultimate game. You really, seriously risk your life. This is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. You could die. That sounds like fucking awesome fun. Fuck yeah. I'm a badass. And then they die, and it's like, well, we told them they would die. It was in the, like, they signed a release.
Yeah.
They interdimensional travel. We said you could die. We told them. It's their fault. Totally. And we would have that rider in the contract. If you're going to go on a space traveling expedition with Team Awesome Inc. or an interdimensional travel with Team Awesome Inc. or a time travel or teleportation program. You know, these are all, again, rungs in our ladder of awesome success in our company of Team Awesome Inc. Obviously, space being at the top. Currently at the bottom of the rung of the ladders. Currently, the bottom rung of the ladder is our interdimensional travel, but it is the most promising rung so far because it is infinite. Space is infinite, yes, but we're limited with what we have here on Earth. Right. We can't go to Alpha Centauri B2. I mean, even though we're broadcasting there right now, like because of our space program and our teleportation program, it's fucking top notch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SpaceX, dude. The downside is that. The downside is that, you know, we're going to have to go through a lot of What would you say? How would you say? Well, a lot of loss. Not loss.
R&D.
R&D. Yes. I mean, yes, R&D. Collateral R&D.
Yes.
A lot of unfortunate collateral R&D in our program. So if you want to join, just hit us up in the comments below. And also hit us up on our Gmail account. I keep forgetting to drop our Gmail, man. TeamAwesomeShows@gmail.com. Again, TeamAwesomeShows@gmail.com. Hit us up there. Let us know if you are down with our teleportation, time travel, space, and interdimensional program. The Team Awesome Inc. These are all subdivisions of taste. But currently it's interdimensional travel. Armando and I, we're going to develop it more. But I think I think the foundation has been set, and it's only up from here.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's only up from here, man. This interdimensional thing, this is it. Talk about tourism. Motherfucker, you want to go to a reality where everything is blue? Literally. Everything's blue except you. It's fucking crazy. You want to go to a reality where sex is currency? You fuck to get stuff? It's awesome. You don't even know. That's what we offer at Team Awesome Inc. Is that possibility. All those possibilities. Go to a planet that you've never been to and do crazy shit. Go to a world you've never been to and fuck alien bitches. Go to another dimension. Fuck things you never thought you'd fuck before, and spend money that you never thought you'd spend.
That just sounds like Captain Kirk.
Be Kirk. Live the Kirk life, man. But, you know, Team Awesome style. That's what we offer you. There's different packages, obviously. There'll be gold, platinum, silver packages, you know, whatnot. We'll have VIP treatments as well. And we'll have tourism. We'll have trade. We'll have t-shirts. Video games, you name it, we'll put our name on it.
Will we have an army?
No, we won't have a sovereign nation, so we don't have an army.
Okay, cool.
Yet
security force.
We'll have a security force.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah,
okay.
We'll find a reality where they're dumb, and we'll. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in, and we will get back to you on our interdimensional division of taste. Team Awesome Inc. Space, Time Travel, and Interdimensional and Teleportation Program. Fuck. Man, there's so many. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Download, like, and subscribe on iTunes as well as Podomatic. Go check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Again, that's Simmer Mike, where we do trailer reactions. We got a lot of fun, awesome stuff up there right now, guys. And, of course, go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Again, that's yotina.podomatic.com. Armando Aranda, have the last word yet again.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's infinite, so, like, what can really go wrong, you know?
It's infinite?
Mm-hmm.
And what really could go wrong?
Yeah.
Not much downside if it's infinite.
Right.
If it's forever.
Or you could start.
You have plenty of time to fuck up.
Or you could start again in another universe.
Oh, my God. It's the ultimate Etch-a-Sketch for life. For a person's existence. We have found the Holy Grail. My God, we've done it again. We've done it again.
We have.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
We. Here at Team Awesome, me.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.